So the light that is requesting our good favor has a message, has a recommendation, has a love's increase. In other words, the light has information for our usage, for our purpose, for our traveling convenience. So we want to realize that we've been functioning out of our mind up to now. We've been functioning out of the past. We've been functioning out of lower energies. And that this is our time of arrival. This is our time of higher expression. This is our time of explosion. So when they say that explosion, people are like, am I dying? So you're dying to self is what it is. So the explosion, when they say that, I just see the heart and it's just light. It's just like busting open. So we want to remember we're not really our body. We are really light and we're extraordinary. So this is the sensation that we're increasing, that is gently being multiplied throughout. And so we want to remember that, how would I say it? They're saying that the tension is strong. In other words, there's a tendency to want to hold back. There's a tendency to want everything to be the same. There's a tendency to want to be like, how would I say that? Like just stay in creature comfort, stay in what's comfortable, stay in what's known. Even if you're missing a lot that you desire, even if you're missing a lot that you could use, it's sort of like, well, I have this, so let me just stay put. That is not the energy of the season at all whatsoever. So we want to remember that word explode, because we're all going to explode into our higher self, into our higher placement, into our highest consent. So we want to start looking around. In other words, we want to start getting comfortable being well advised. In other words, being able to play full out, being willing to play in our complete vision, in our complete assemblance, in our complete union, in our complete new awareness. So this new awareness is going to take us to further circumstances. It's going to take us on new adventures. So we want to feel this. Like normally I wouldn't say yes, or normally I wouldn't stick my neck out, or normally I wouldn't go explore, but I'm feeling the urge. I'm feeling the sensation. This is a little bit like when you have your chart and you have your sun sign, but you're moving towards your rising sign. So we're on the move and we're rising into our new expectation, into our new release, into our new performance value, into our new consent. So we want to consent early. The reason being, we're all going the same way anyway. In other words, you can go the long way or you can go the short way home, but we're all going home, because really what else is there? You know, it's just like more 3D drama. We've all had sufficient what would be the word, like sufficient understanding. In other words, we tried it, we understand it, now what? So it's a little bit like, what's next? What's more? So we want to have that feeling, sort of like anticipatory excitement, where we're going to be like a cat and leap onto a tree, tall buildings. But it's a leap of faith. And so that faith is in our strongest broadcast, and it's in our strongest light. It's in our strongest a telegraph of information. Remember that light that is information that's communicating with us always. So when they say always, they truly mean always. So this is going to end. We're all going to go into our individual spaces. And it's like always 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night. Trust everything that is now being received, that's now being increased, because the more that we understand that we're waking up with new flavor, new color, remember like the hues, the colors, the frequency, this is all about expansion. This is not, there isn't any energy that's supporting status quo. So we want to get used to it, and we want to get used to it early. The reason being, we each have a divine assignment. Your assignment may simply be to hold that light, but you want to hold it because you're very good at holding it. You want to remember everything that's being asked of you has already been discerned, has already been discussed. There's nothing new. You agreed to it when you took this incarnation. It's so important we remember that, because each of us sort of like, you know, 3D life, it's a little harsh out there. So we kind of gravitate towards our creature comforts. But we don't want to do that. We want to be very comfortable experimenting. We want to be very comfortable trying what's on the other side, trying something new. The reason being, our higher self is getting ready to start kind of pushing us out of that nest. It doesn't mean your whole world's turning upside down. It doesn't mean that at all. But it does mean that you're getting ready to try. So getting ready to try is, you may be shy and you're learning how to say hello to people. It doesn't have to be like you're moving to another side of the globe, though it may. So you want to remember that your higher self knows what is next, knows how to increase you steadily. It's so important that we understand that, because we want to start getting into that faith administration. We want to start feeling our way. Our mind is not going to help us with this. It's our heart. It's our feeling. And this is like, sometimes some of us are better than others. And even those of us that are better, there are sometimes that we're not, because the system that we've been raised on really values the intellect. It does not value feeling. So we've learned to kind of chuck them, to ignore them by and large. That is going to be returning along with the sunshine. Again, that light is traveling with us. It's giving us new information. It's giving us reasons to rise. That rising is so significant. We don't know what we're capable of until we try. And so when they're saying that, they're saying it kind of like with a chuckle, because each of us doesn't understand who we are in our higher awareness. But this is exactly, they're saying until we turn the page, because this is exactly what we're coming upon. This is exactly what we're ready to assume by and by, meaning step by step. So we want to say yes, and we want to be available, and we don't want to check, when they say check out, you know, like the doorbell rings and you pretend you're not at home or whatever. So we don't want to do that with our higher self. We want to get very good. We want to have like a really good relationship where we're saying yes. It doesn't mean you're going to run out the very next day or the very next minute, but you're going to receive it like a gentle nod. It's like, okay, you know, I'm getting the feeling. I'll check it out. I'll see if the feeling gets stronger or not. But anything we can do to stop the tendency of avoiding, of avoidance, because then it falls in deaf ears. And so we're just sort of prolonging the inevitable. A lot of us are saying have been in pain. Well, you know, of course we have in interesting times, but we're craving the solution. We're praying, we're asking for the solution. And they're kind of saying like, here it is. And we're like, well, where is it? Where is it? Because we have in mind, we have our own preconceived idea of what it is we're expecting or what it is we're interested in receiving. And so we want to remember that to stretch, to step out in faith, it may be something like totally different than anything we've been able to conceive of up to now. So the more that we trust our higher presence, our higher, our higher placement, our higher love's arrival. So we want to trust love. We want to remember love is providing, love is restoring, love is increasing, love is helping us expand. And we want to receive that expansion, because some of us have appointments and it's like, okay, I'm willing to do it, but I certainly don't have that skill set now, or I certainly don't seem to have that power now. And so they're saying, just wait, because as you will say yes, so remember, you're getting the hit, you're getting the feeling. When we say yes, even if we're not ready yet, even if we have no idea how we're going to pull it all together, the second we say yes, the second we say yes, I'll consider it now, that causes the wheels to turn. That causes the gate to slide open. That creates the opportunity at last. So remember, it's coming, but we're the ones consenting. We're the ones stating our claim. We're the ones asserting. We're the ones televising. So they're showing me the healing card, and I love that card. It's got those beautiful colors. It looks like Northern Lights. So this healing is ongoing. So we want to remember, whatever our destiny is, chances are there's going to be an aspect of you that's going to be brought through a healing process. So I'm going to need more strength for that, or I need a skill set, or I need to let go of the toxic energies, or whatever it is. So the more that we understand and like that we're being properly prepared, in other words, our higher self, our higher placement, is very aware of what it is that we seem to be lacking. Again, the lack is illusionary. It's just that it hasn't been sponsored, it hasn't been amplified, it hasn't been empowered. So we want to remember that. The lack is like we don't see it, but it doesn't mean that it's not within reach, that it's not within, it can't be brought up, it can't be produced. For some of it, we just haven't been focused on it, and it's simply a matter of focusing. For some of us, there are people, places, and things we have to release. For some of us, there are empowerments that we're going to learn how to speak, or we're going to, whatever it is. So we want to trust that which is coming by, that which we're receiving, that which is being communicated. So the more that we say yes, we want to get very comfortable with that word. The more we say yes, our higher self is like, okay, he said yes, she said yes, we're good to go. Let the lesson plan unfold. So allow yourself to receive your light in good pleasuring, meaning I'm open, I'm available, I'm excited, I'm expanding. So expanding, it's sort of like someone sits down that's kind of cute, you want to make room for them so they can sit down. That's what we're doing. So we're receiving our true self, and we want to make room. We want to just really recognize that we're not staying small. We're not staying in our limited spot. We're spreading out. We're really enjoying that expenditure, that expansion. So allow your garden to grow. So at this point, your energy field should be a bit larger than when we started out. And if it doesn't feel that way, that's okay, because it is anyway. But they're bringing that to your awareness, so you start feeling comfortable being wide. Doesn't mean we're going to be really heavy. It means we're going to speak volumes. In English, it's we're holding that light, we're holding that energy, we're holding that power. Each of us are extraordinarily powerful. And so we must consent, we must agree, we must substantiate. So we're learning. We're learning how to hold that energy. We're learning how to hold that light. We're learning how to hold that power. We're learning how to insist on being seen. So the insist on being seen is we're saying yes to our light. When I just say saying yes to our light, oh gosh, like we just became this diamond light, and I don't see physicality anywhere. I know I'll see it in a moment, but I'm not seeing it here. So this is the point. This is our graduated essence. This is our graduated scenery. So when I'm looking at everyone, you almost look like a diamond of light. You really just look like light beings, and everyone looks gorgeous. And when I say gorgeous, it's like the light hues and the colors and the rays are so brilliant, attractive, mesmerizing, enlightening. Like that light just sort of lifts you up. So we want to understand all that is already being received, all that's already being sponsored, all that's already being what would be that word? Like, it's already in our midst. It's already in our midst. As we will take the time, as we will allow, as we will, they're saying reverberate naturally. So we want to remember we're actually energy. We're really energy waves. So reverberate naturally. It's like we are dancing with that light. We're singing with that light. We're coexisting, coalescing, really bringing that into our true understanding of self. So they're asking us to just take like a moment's pause to reflect upon that, to bring that in fully, to be comfortable with that, so that we can hold that in our most natural scenery. In other words, to get very comfortable with that light. The more comfortable we can become with it, the more that we can receive, the easier those communications are going to start to be. It doesn't matter, by the way, if you think you channel or you don't, because we all channel. So they want us to drop this, I can do this, I can't do this. We all can do it all. We're all just at different ways of expression. So they want me to explain that. Some of us channel formally. Mother Mary appears, repeating word by word what she's saying. I almost just want to say nobody cares, but it's really true, nobody cares. So Mother Mary really doesn't care if you can repeat her words word for word for word for word, or if you just instinctively understand her communication. Because what she's saying is the best communication is really heart to heart. If you have a small infant, if you have an animal, there are no words. Words are just formality. Words are symbols. And so the most natural channeling is heart to heart. And so we all do that. We all do that all day long, whether we're aware of it or not. So the more that you can say yes to that, the more that you can recognize you are receiving, you are hearing. They're asking everyone to agree with that, whether you have like evidence of that or not, because we all do it. We cannot be separate from all of this beautiful energy, all of this beautiful gifting if we try. We can ignore it. We can choose not to listen, but all of us are receiving, and that's the important part. Because the more that we understand we're receiving that grace, and the more that we consent to it, and the more that we bring it in, the more useful it's going to become. And this is the whole point. What's the point of all this if it doesn't become useful? It's like, how is this helping me daily? How is this helping me daily? How is it changing my communication style? How is it changing my consciousness? How is it changing what I bring in? And so this is where we're learning how to work steadily. We're learning how to increase. We're learning how to give and take. Give and take is I receive and then I express. I receive and then I express. Because remember, it's not just about you understanding everything. It's what are you then doing with that energy? What are you then expressing? What are you then sharing? Are you sharing judgment? Are you sharing love? Are you sharing old energies, old beliefs? And it's okay. Like, we're all in different combinations of all of that. And we're a little all over the place, and that's beautiful, and it's all in divine perfect order. However, we're all getting ready to shine. And when I say shine, like, I just see everyone egoless. So here everyone is with no ego. You are just light. You are just beautiful, beautiful light. So this is the clear expression that we are learning to sign on to, that we're learning to extend. Because again, what we hold, we then become like a prototype. We then become a guide for so many others to find their way. So this is, how would I say it? They're saying it's like paramount. It's paramount that we pay attention, because we're soon to receive. And it's a little bit like being on the lunch line. If you don't put out your tray, if you don't take your dishes, you're not going to have what to eat. So allow yourselves to feel full. They're saying allow your bellies to feel full. In other words, taking in that spiritual manna and really allowing yourself that just dessert. So receive, 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 and really feel that. You just may feel your aura feel larger. You may feel your spiritual belly full, your solar plexus. You may have expansions in your heart. There's someone that's got like a little bit of fluttering in the heart. They're like, oh, this is different. So trust that your very next right step is upon you. That was a mouthful. Your very next right step. Receive, receive, receive. And we're receiving for all. So may all welcome in this light. So that includes ones that are easy to get along with, those that are a little bit more difficult. They actually need the light more, of course. It's easier to share with those that are patient and kind and loving. The ones that are a little harsher, remember, they need it more than anything. They're further away from it. So we want to offer those blessings. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.